Gracias por estar con nosotros. Estás en KWRD 100.7 Cristo La Roca. Aquí, hermano, gozando con el pastor Clark, con el pastor Larry, gozándonos en las bendiciones que el Señor nos da. Amén.
Amén. Amén. Me gusta esa bendición que está hablando. Tú sabes, las bendiciones de Dios son cosas que pasan con nosotros vida, con nuestra vida, que cuando recibe algo, nosotros empieza alabándolo. Mm-hmm. You know, the Bible says that we receive that produces much thanksgiving to Him.
Amen.
When you receive a blessing, it causes you to give Him praise.
Well, I praise Him.
Amen.
I praise Him today for being on this radio show with you two giant killers.
All right. That's right. We're throwing some stones at the enemy. I want to talk just briefly about, just give you a highlight. I haven't had a chance to do this, but if you want to see what we're doing in the ministry at God Pleasers Fellowship, God Pleasers Fellowship is a dynamic English church that we have in the North Irving area. We meet every Sunday morning at 10:30 in the morning at the Westin Hotel on Highway 114 off the Esther's exit. The Westin Hotel has a fantastic facility, and at 10:30 in the morning sharp, my wife begins praise and worship. I take the pulpit at 11 o'clock, and then we just minister till we feel a release of the Lord, get a chance to pray for you. If you're sick, come on by. We want to lay hands on you, and we want to hear your testimony. That's God Pleasers Fellowship every Sunday morning at 10:30 in the morning at the Westin Hotel in North Irving. For more information, why don't you give me a call on my direct line at 817-845-6244. Once again, that's 817-845-6244. For more information about the ministry, you can always visit us at the website at clarkortiz.com. That's clarkortiz.com. You know, the other day, Richard, I was walking in the mall, and I was in the middle of human overload. You know, It's coming close to Christmas.
Yeah, hay tanta cosa pasando.
Sí, bastante gente.
Compromiso de regalos y de lo más.
Los gentes comprando todo, pero tú sabes que cuando ellos están mirando algo, se tiró ahí en el piso. I said, man, when they're looking for something to buy, they just grab it off the shelf and then they throw it on the floor. And I walked through the mall and I said, oh my God, look at all this stuff on the floor. I said, praise the Lord, I'm not working here, but it's good job security for the people over at working on that store. But I found something rather interesting. I was walking through the mall, and somebody came up to me, and they remember seeing me on a broadcast. I used to have a daily broadcast on Daystar Television Network here in the Metroplex. And it was just a joy to be able to, you know, them running up and saying, wondering, how are you doing? And they asked me how things were going, and I told them about the ministry and so forth. And it just kind of got me thinking, you know. I mean, obviously, people forget about you when they don't see you. But here we have Jesus. And we accept Him into our life. We ask Him to be Lord and Savior of our souls. And if we don't go to church, He becomes out of sight, out of mind. You know, so someone saw me. They weren't thinking about me all these years. They hadn't seen me on television, you know. But obviously, they remembered when they saw me. And I was thinking, when we go to church, here we go to church, the average person who goes to church goes once a week. Now, there are some that are not typical, and they may go to church twice a week. And nowadays, many churches might not even have two services or three services like we used to have because of maybe lack of facility, lack of attendance, or lack of assistance, whatever the situation may be. I want to encourage people and talk a little bit, if we can, this next 30 minutes. Let's talk a little bit about attendance, going to church, and the importance of fellowshipping. You know, Paul tells us, let us not forsake the gathering of the saints, and how we are to gather together, and there's an empowerment that takes place. The word says that one person can send 1,000 devils to flight, but two can send 10,000 devils to flight. So there's a multiplication and an empowerment that takes place when we pull ourselves together. Let's talk a little bit about that.
I break it down this way, you know, we are living in an age where everything is so visual. I mean, you got your advertisements, you got television, you got so many things going on, but sometimes people ignore what you can't see.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a powerful warfare, I mean, in the spirit world, that sometimes when we get involved with this visual thing, you kind of ignore that. And one of the reasons we are talking today is to be able to go through the radio, mm-hmm. through your ears, into your mind, and move your spirit.
Oh, that's good.
okay? Mm-hmm. And even though your mind may not understand certain things, but I will tell you something, your spirit will jump.
Mm-hmm.
And when your spirit is moved and is jumped and you feel that there's something going on in your soul, you know what? I think you should listen. All right? At this time of the night, God is calling you. He's knocking on your door. And he wants to free you and take you to a place where you really do want to be, even though sometimes you don't know where it is. But I'm going to tell you right now, the Lord is there. Now, the important thing is that gather someplace where many of us gather. So you can get that release. But right now, in the meantime, I'm going to tell you, in the name of Jesus, you can be released. In the name of the Lord, you can be released. He's here to give you peace, to give you joy. Está aquí para darte alegría, contentamiento, liberación. No hay razón para tú estar atado. Estás atado porque quieres estar atado. Porque la libertad ya está en el Señor. So estamos alcanzándote a través de estas ondas radiales para poder llegar a tu mente, a tu espíritu, para poder abrazarte y decirte en el nombre de Jesús, queremos que tú seas libre, que esas ataduras se rompan, ataduras que vienen de brujería, ataduras que vienen de espiritismo, ataduras que vienen de maldiciones generacionales. Estamos aquí para promover la palabra del Señor, diciendo, busca una buena iglesia. Está la iglesia de Pastor Clark, la iglesia donde yo voy, que es The Potter's House, que está al lado de Keys Boulevard en la 20. Estamos ahí a las 9 de la mañana. Tenemos también el servicio de las 4 de la tarde, que es en español. Pero estamos aquí para decirte que hay vida, y vida en qué? En abundancia, no poquito, mucho,
mucho
en el Señor.
Así es. You know, having a lot of life and having Christ moving inside us. When we go to church, we feel the anointing of God begin to flow. And the anointing of God, really, that even the word anointing comes from the word Christ comes from the word anointing, which is krios. Krios, which means to be smeared with oil. Things flow when it's smeared with oil, when it has the anointing of God on them. And throughout the ministry, whenever the anointing is flowing, you could be anointed to preach and it'll show up in business. You could be anointed in business and it'll show up inside the church. You could be anointed. When God anoints you, that means he has put a seal on you for you to be effective in that area. And so when we go to church, sometimes the purpose of going to church may not be just so that way you can hear a message, but for you to receive an anointing for what it is that God wants you to do.
Amen.
You might be a school teacher and he wants to anoint you to be the best school teacher. You may be a musician. He wants you to be the best musician or housewife. He wants you to be the best housewife. He wants to anoint you. So the purpose of going to church is not just a matter of, you know, there's things wrong in my life, let's go get them fixed. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of that going on. But to go to church is a fellowship and to receive an anointing from God that will drive us throughout the week, that we can participate in the perfection and the perfect life that God wants us to have. You know, someone asked me, Pastor, how do you hear God? I'll be honest with you. You know, yeah, I hear God every day when I pray and speak to him and so forth. But when I go to church, I hear more of the Holy Spirit while I'm in church. From the moment I walk through the doors to I walk out the doors. If I go to a meeting, a message that somebody might be preaching at, when I get there, I receive instruction. And the Lord tells me, Monday, I want you to do this. I want you to call this person. I want you to go over here and send an email out and put together this business plan and that business. When I come out of church, I have a whole business plan. I have a whole objective that I need to do for the entire week. And I can't miss church. I've been so addicted to that by hearing the voice of God. I have to go to church. Amen. Just to get direction.
Amen.
You know, the Bible says that light shines in a dark place and darkness cannot comprehend it. The Word in John chapter 1 says the beginning was a Word and the Word was with God and the Word was God. And so we got to recognize that when the Word comes on, the Word is the light of the world. And when that light turns on, darkness can't comprehend it. In Genesis chapter 1, he says that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And that's when he said, let there be light. And light became. When light became, darkness had to flee. You know, darkness is all around us. If you think about it, you turn that light off, watch how darkness will overcome this room.
Amen.
But the moment we turn on the light, darkness flees. It runs to the corners, waiting for the opportunity for the light to turn off. So how dare we not go to church and let the light of God shine inside us? That suddenly the darkness of the world and the pressures and turmoil of the situations and arguments that may have come and challenges that people have done to the business and to your workplace, it just begins to make you dark. and then you miss a Sunday. And then you think, well, man, this next week you feel a little sluggish. You're not effective. You're not producing it 100-fold. That's what I believe.
And Pastor Clark, I mean, we're not only talking about the saints. We're also talking about people. Like I said before, you got out of a club at 4 o'clock in the morning. You know what? Go to church at 9 o'clock. I don't care. That's if right. You smell like beer, you smell like smokes. You were at a strip club giving a dollar to Delilah. I don't care. I mean, you come on down. That's what we are looking for. That's who God is looking for. He is looking for you. I don't care what condition. Just drag yourself. I don't care what's going on in your life. I'm going to break it down. You don't have to understand faith. Just accept it. Come on down. Let God work with the rest.
Yeah, and we're talking to you too, Delilah.
That's right.
I know, that's right. That's right.
Listen. You know, I think one of the things, too, about going to church is that flesh, when it's 8 o'clock in the morning and I get that beep on my phone from you, Clark, that says, hey, you know, this is what we're going to be talking about today. I start, you know, my flesh doesn't really want to hear that at that time of the morning, but I can hardly wait to get there. I think maybe I would come from a little bit different agenda. Because of all the wonderful things that happened in my life, and I've lived a little bit longer than both of you, even though I sound much younger. I believe it's because I need to thank the Lord for all my blessings. It's hard to thank Him, you know, when you're watching television or you're on the internet or even, you know, when you're just playing with your kids or grandkids or whatever the case may be. But when you get into church and you raise up holy hands and you listen to that great praise music and you are totally immersed in the presence of the Lord, He doesn't need our money, He doesn't need anything else but praise. And that's the greatest thing that we can do. And we need to be doing it around other people. And here's another thing, too. Let's say Delilah comes into that church. If you're not there, who's going to pat her on the back? Who's going to love her? Who's going to tell her that Jesus loves her?
Amen. I agree 100%. Exactly right. I have to share this with you guys. I think it was 2 weeks ago, we all got together in the gathering over there at the Potter's house, and the praise was so thick, the atmosphere was so charged, he wasn't able to preach. He was like, you know what, I can't preach. He just stepped back and said, you know, Lord, do what you want to do. And there was such a shift that the whole church just moved forward. People got saved, and he did not preach one word. Where do you think that came from? That came from the praise. That came from us. That came from the thanksgiving. That came from, Lord, please move me. I mean, it was just thick, and just people started falling out and crying and breaking down and running forward and getting healed. I mean, that's what the church is about.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Amen. That's exactly right. Now, you know, this is Saturday evening, and you're driving in your car or listening in your living room. And tomorrow morning when your alarm goes off, and I hope you got your alarm set to wake up, and just know that there's a church service going on. And that church service could be right down your street.
Where is your church service going on tomorrow?
Well, Larry, that's a good question. Tomorrow we're having church at the Westin Hotel DFW in North Irving, right off of Highway 114, which is also known as the John Carpenter's Freeway. You know, I had a hard time with that when I moved up to Dallas. You have one street with four names on it. I couldn't figure that out. And so it's called John Carpenter's Freeway. It's called Highway 114 off the Esther's exit. You can't miss the Westin Hotel. It's the Westin Hotel DFW. It's the northeast corner of the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport.
And on the sign, when you go in, it says God Pleasers, and you'll be in that room. And Richard, where are you going to be going?
I'm at the Potter's House off Keese. That's Highway 20. And you can also find us on thepottershouse.org. We're there at Sunday morning, 9 a.m.
That's right. You know, we're going to do something new at the church. You know, we did this at our old facility where we transmit Sunday morning live via the internet, and there was about 300 people that would tune in at any given time and able to watch the broadcast. And you know, we started I started this project called iPoint TV, and for more information you need to go to it, iPoint.tv, iPoint.tv. And what that is a Christian cable service. And you know, we have right now, last time we were together, I think I had 63 channels. Today we have 94 channels on iPoint.
Hallelujah.
In less than 30 days, we've added on that many channels. And I mean, some of these channels that we have on there, I mean, we just got finished building a new network out of New York City. It's a Puerto Rican gentleman that's out there ministering with a bunch of pastors downtown New York, and they're ministering. Nice. They're channel 92. And then I have TV Triunfos out of Connecticut. Their channel 63. And then we brought in Christian Television Network, the CTN, out of Florida. Their channel 14. And then Rodney Howard Brown, channel 15. And then we have, what's his name? Pastor Frederick Casey Price. Out of California. Wonderful. He's on 24/7.
Woo, that's wonderful.
And then we have Bishop Eddie Long 24/7 with their own channel. And so we're taking over cable television. You know, Christian television did something dynamic. Christian radio did something fantastic. You know, one Christian TV channel, you know, that's good inside a marketplace, a handful of Christian radio stations, that's fantastic in a marketplace. But we're taking over cable. Mm. And having full Christian cable. And someone might say, well, can I get HBO? No, you can't get HBO. Can I get Showtime? No, you can't get Showtime. Do I get Cinemax? No. And guess what? There's no Playboy channel. Mm-hmm. There's no MTV. None of that. But you know what we do have is we got all of TBN's networks on there. You know they have 10 television networks. And we have all of their networks on our platform. We got JCTV. Then I have hip-hop channels that are better than MTV. From all over the place on iPoint TV. And I want you to consider becoming a subscriber to iPoint TV. And it's a toll-free line. If you give us a call, we'll make sure that you can become a subscriber. It's at 888-845-6244. If you call us right now, you can become a subscriber or go to iPoint.tv. I had to put a plug in there somehow.
Well, listen, faith has a system, and its name is Works.
I like that.
And that's because you wrote it. I wrote that was one of your messages.
I'm going to bring in more of my members.
Faith has a system, and its name is Works. Well, you're working it. You're that's working good. It because, you know, you've got to get this word out, Pastor, and you're going to get it out with iPoint TV. Richard, boy, what a pleasure it is to know you, sir.
Oh, pleasure's all mine, sir.
Richard, when you started your company, you have United Healthcare Medicare Solutions on your business card.
Well, right now I'm a consultant for them because it's open enrollment for senior citizens. So they called me in so I can help them out. We are affiliated with AARP and Secure Horizons and Evercare. And it's been wonderful. It gives me the opportunity to work up close and personal with senior citizens and help them out with their decisions in regards to their Medicare and Medicaid. But my company is My Harvest Field, which is an independent insurance company, which helps people out with their commercial, property casualty, medical, any type of insurance that they may need. You can get in touch with me at 469-396-9984.
What was that number?
That's 469-396-9984.
And what kind of insurance policies can they...
They could get, for doctors, we have medical malpractice. For lawyers, we also have a malpractice insurance, property and casualty, cars, homes, boats. You want to insure the dog, the cat, the hamster. I mean, anything that you want, we can do. You know, just call me up for a free consultation, and I'll be more than happy to just review and revise your needs.
And how do they get a hold of you again?
That's 469-396-9984.
I encourage you to give my friend Richard a call and give him an opportunity to run some insurance numbers, maybe some comparison prices, and help benefit your company. I mean, that would be fair to do, right?
Absolutely. We prepare the 401k plans for people who need retirement. It's a whole array of products. We have a great repertoire.
That's fantastic. And Pastor Larry, you got Joshua Experience. And, you know, we've been playing some of your music the past 90 minutes here.
I want to thank the Harding Oil Company for having us yesterday over in their facility for all the high-rise buildings. You should have seen this place. It was at 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon. Friday afternoon. Today's Saturday. Friday afternoon, it was at 3 o'clock, and we had that parking lot filled because it was about spreading the word of Jesus. We were playing Christmas carols out there with a big band. We had our big bus out there. It was all set up, and all those high-rise buildings that were around there, all those different office buildings, they all came out en masse, and we had thousands of people out there. And I just want to thank all those people, and especially the people at Harding Oil for inviting us over.
Now, where's your next event?
Let's see. We've got all kinds of events. We do a thing for St. Jude's Children's Charities, and we're going to be doing something for the man that bought the band. What we do is we give the band away for a fee, and then they give the money to the charity, and then we go play a special event. And we're going to be playing tomorrow at the Arboretum for Mr. John Strauss, who bought the band for his 70th birthday party.
So, awesome.
So that's going to be great. And then, of course... we're doing other things too. We're at Gateway Church for a big party for them, and you know, we go to different churches. In fact, anytime if any of you out there would like for the Joshua Experience to come, We don't charge a fee. The Lord puts it in your heart, whatever you want to bless us with. Our big function, though, is in 2012, we've been invited to go to the Olympics in London. And we were taking that band over there and with a lot of incredible musicians. And we want to be a witness. It's going to be a missions trip to save souls. You know, we've been in Europe a lot with our travels in the past. 6% of the people in Europe don't know Jesus Christ.
Wow.
And they've got all those fabulous churches over there, but now all they are is tourist attractions and there's no Jesus. And so we're going to go over there and we're going to play at the Olympics and we're going to save thousands upon thousands of souls.
Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name.
That's dynamic to be able to minister during the Olympics.
It's going to be it's just going to be like the greatest time.
I mean, it's reaching the world from one location.
That's it. And I want iPoint TV to be a part of that.
Amen. So, like we see over there in Oak Cliff, it's going to be on.
It's going to be on.
It's going to be on.
That's good.
Don't you think Richard ought to come with us when we go
over to
London?
I think Richard needs to come on over to London with us.
All right, I'll tell him I sent him to one of the wings, and I'm good.
Come on. We got extra seats. The plane has plenty of seats inside. And if not, we'll put you in a Samsonite luggage and throw you underneath.
You're just too good to me. I don't deserve you, man.
You know there's a pet charge for that.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Hey, that really helped my self-esteem right around now.
Hey, Richard speaks pretty good Spanish. Can you speak French or German, Richard?
The only thing I know in French is oui, oui. That's it.
That's all you need. With your anointing, that's all you need.
I'm actually, Pastor Larry, I'm learning French.
Oh, are you?
I really am. I'm in Mama Ruth with Grace and Glory Church. Mm-hmm. That's their first language. And then I'm going to France and ministering. I was supposed to be there this month, but the Lord just didn't allow it to happen. And we, on the way over here, I was rushing to get over here because we were making the final arrangements for the first full week of January. I'll be in France for a week, and then I head up to London, and we're opening up a London office for iPoint Television.
Praise God.
And so the Lord is just opening up some fantastic opportunities. And, you know, you may be listening to this broadcast, and you may have a business that you'd like to be able to maybe get the word out about what the Lord is doing inside your infrastructure and some testimonies. I want to encourage you to drop us a line and let us know. You can always email me directly. If you do that, I'll make sure that it goes to the right hands. And it's clark@clarkortiz.com. See, if you remember my name, you know, someone asked me, how are you going to get, you know, what kind of email address? Yahoo and Gmail and all that stuff. And I said, no, I'm just going to put my name on it because I can spell that. I know how to spell my name. And Tina, I think you had, but I want to hear what happened this past Saturday.
Come here, Tina.
There was a concert that took place, and I know she does. She's just kind of waving her. I got 3 minutes, less than 3 minutes. Just give us a quick highlight, Tina, of what has happened in the concert, any other future concerts that are taking place. What's happening? Come on.
Rebecca St. James.
Yeah.
We had Rebecca.
You had Rebecca. Tell me.
She's awesome. She's just so anointed, and she brought some of her family members, which are members of her band. Mm-hmm. Two of her brothers, very anointed. They have their own music ministry as well.
Mm-hmm. It was really nice. I mean, the atmosphere was very intimate, very one-on-one. You can really feel the spirit moving. And the message that she brings, plus the music that she has, it moves out to the generation of this time.
That's fantastic. Now, are there other events that are coming that we need to get the word out?
We have a few things in the hopper, nothing that we can really
but you're brewing, right?
But we're brewing.
You're frying something up. It's going to be fantastic.
Be sure to keep up with us, crystaltherock.com. We had a really great opening group as well, El Grupo Legacy.
Legacy. Tenemos muchas cosas sucediendo. Manténganse en sintonía con nosotros los sábados aquí en KWRD 100.7, porque tenemos muchas cosas sucediendo. Tenemos el caldero puesto y tenemos la cocina y tenemos el arroz puesto con las habichuelas. Y bueno, tenemos muchas cosas pasando. Así que no te vayas, quédate con nosotros, ¿ok?
You always know when there's a Puerto Rican in the room because they start talking about food. And
love that Puerto Rican food.
Absolutely. Oh, my God. Speaking about Puerto Rican food, you know, I got about a minute and 15 seconds to go. And, man, now I'm getting to get hungry. I don't think I've eaten anything all day. And you might be driving in your car and you're thinking to yourself, man, it's too late for me to be eating something because I know this is like in the midnight hours. But I want to pray for you. And I want to pray that God bless you, and God will always keep your table full of food. Our most gracious Heavenly Father,
en el nombre de nuestro Padre Celestial,
we thank you right now for this opportunity we have together.
Te damos gracias por la oportunidad que tenemos juntos.
And the listeners that are here listening to this fantastic broadcast,
y nuestros oyentes que están al tanto de nuestro, de nuestro broadcast,
they need a touch from you this very evening.
Ellos necesitan un toque de tu mano hoy.
We ask you, Father, to be with them.
Quiero que estés con ellos.
And bless them this evening.
Y los bendigas esta tarde.
And wake them up early.
Y los levante temprano.
So they go to church in the morning.
Para que vayan a la iglesia
Amen.
Por la mañana.
We receive it right now in Jesus' name.
Lo recibimos en el nombre poderoso de Jesús.
Richard, thank you so much.
Amen, brother.
God
thank you,
bless
Clark.
You for being with us today. Larry.
Gracias, señor.
Amen.
Gracias, señor. There you go.
And I'm Pastor Clark Ortiz reminding you to go to church in the morning. It's such a joy to have you here with us during this time. And I want to encourage you to stay tuned next Saturday. For another great episode of Cristo La Roca here at KWRD 100.7 FM. God Amen. Bless you.